Hachi Machi, the 2024 Through the Roof Tour is about to launch, baby. Come out and see the boys. It's a stand-up comedy show, and then we answer your garbage questions. You've seen the clips. You know it's a good time. Grab the squad and come see the boys, baby.
Yeah, it starts April 17th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Then April 18th, we're going to Nashville, Tennessee. April 19th in Tampa, Florida at the Tampa Theater. April 20th at the Center Stage Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. Get all those tickets and tickets for all the other cities on the Through the Roof Tour at RUGarbage.com.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey! Everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite podcast. This is Garbage Island.
Oh, yeah.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're out back here at Tootie's in the new edition. She's upstairs playing with her new bug zapper.
Okay.
In her bedroom.
All right.
She likes when it hurts. My co-host is coming at you from right next to me. He is the CEO of RU Garbage.
Just zapping crabs.
International businessman. He's my best pal in the whole wide world. Give it up for KJ, Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
What up, gang?
Hey, pal.
Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, view, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube, as you know those numbers are.
True to rope.
Cooking, then obviously the greatest website of all time. I ain't got to tell nobody in this room. www.patreon.com/RU Garbage, gang. Check it the fuck out.
And how about a nice quick shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the old magic man. Works the ones, the twos, the threes, and the fours. He crosses them T's and he dots them I's. Give it up for T-Bone McScruff and his Tubman McMullen.
What up, boys?
Hey, pal.
Oh, I'm stoked. We got the boys in here.
Got the fucking boys here.
This is like the closest I'll ever get to two real-life Bash Bros coming in. You guys enter.
Bash Bros. Oh, Bash Bros.
Yeah,
what's
yeah.
that?
Derogatory yeah. for Italian.
It means
that.
Not welcome.
No, it's like you guys are always
put it
ready.
Through your normal filter. It's an insult.
Gang, we couldn't be more excited to have our incredibly, and I mean incredibly special guests back with us again. They're family. You know them. You love them. They're the host of Stuff
they won't
Island.
Leave.
They're
that's
the host
exactly
of,
what we are
God
doing.
God damn it, I'm working here. They're the host of the Stuff Island podcast, and they're also two stars of the brand new Netflix series Tires, which debuts May 23rd. Make sure you check that out. Give it up for Mr. Tommy Pope and Mrs. Chris O'Connor, everybody.
Yeah. They both got nervous and took a sip of whiskey immediately.
Guilty. We've done nothing, sip.
Fellas, good
we're
to
both
see
embarrassed
you.
Of ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah. Please rerun that whole thing. It's my favorite part of the show.
Thank you, pal.
Well, you act like you've never heard it every time we do it.
Just pulling the
he's
quarter.
Like, get a load of this. These guys
dude,
are doing it.
Look at this fat bastard trying over here.
Dude. Pulling the fucking cord of a recliner and watching this guy dance. It's so exciting, dude.
It's true. It's one thing to hear it, but then when you see it in person, good Lord.
Look at this
it's
shirt
fire.
Is fucking nuts.
It's nuts, dude. And he thinks it's cool.
I know
it's
great.
It's not
it
cool.
It is cool.
It's yeah. cool.
Dude, it's above a
it's
bodega.
It's not cool. What are we talking about?
That was it not cool?
It says cool. ATM and ice and soda on it.
Oh, my God. It's truly, it's all the bodega signs in fucking Queens.
It's Japanese.
We got chopped cheese. It's like, yeah, we know, stupid.
It's Japanese.
Yeah.
From Tokyo.
You're the palest Newport box I've ever seen.
It's actually from Burlington Coat Factory.
That's a subset of Japan, actually.
It's the inside of
well,
a
they're really
coat.
Up their game. Yeah.
They did are. They? That's them up in their game.
Okani dude, thinks it's
in
cool.
In 2 weeks, Tommy's going to be wearing that shirt because you don't know fucking culture. You don't know fashion.
Foley's always 2 weeks ahead of me.
Yeah.
As we know.
Yeah. That backwards hat's ripping, dude.
Yeah, dude. I'll cut that shirt it's up into seven bathing suits. I guess you're right.
Cover the boat with this thing. Boys, congratulations. You're making a move down to Austin, Texas. We're going to miss you.
Yeah. Well, we'll probably see you more.
That's what he keeps saying.
That's what everybody says.
You've been too busy. I was
just over your house fucking 3 weeks
ago. I've had ex-girlfriends say that to me. Yeah, we're breaking up, but I'll probably see more of you.
Let's hang out. You're always in a different city. You're fucking destroying.
You guys too, man.
Oh, don't do that.
Big
time.
You're abandoning your family.
Talk about big time. I was just over their house, and I didn't even see O'Connor. We watched the...
Yeah, where was
I? I was at your house for 5 hours. I didn't see you once.
Isn't that great?
I was on the road doing stuff.
Probably in your room hanging upside down somewhere.
He's got his hand over a candle. Yeah. Like Crazy Joe Davola.
Just with a knife. Yeah.
Real chill guy. I was over at the house a couple weeks ago. We were doing a look at Dish. Tommy made a beautiful meal. Connor was really on one that night, man. I tell you.
We've been on one for like 7 weeks.
It's like
you guys have been on one for about 8 years.
No, that's a different on one. I mean like complete depressive, anxiety-ridden, buttholes puckering, telling me.
The move is hard.
It's a lot.
The move is hard.
But you're
the move is hard because you're
doesn't
moving.
Doesn't O'Connor look like he has a low-flow shower with that hair going on right now? This guy's got no water pressure at the crib. You gotta move.
Try a little Pantene, will you?
Dude, I thought you meant the way it was growing out of my head was low flow.
That's just like the most insulting thing I've ever heard. Look, this guy's low.
I got no water pressure in that skull, huh?
Yeah. No, it's like
oh, that's what I meant. That's a funnier joke.
That's better.
No, dude. It looks like you take a shower at your parents' house and then just go sit out by the sea.
Yeah.
In Connecticut, and let the salt flow.
It's like when you get one of those Play-Doh hair growth things. Yeah. The pump's not working.
That never came out right. That thing sucked.
Just trying to make a bolognese with it.
Yeah. That was the first flesh life. I fucked that thing.
Poor thing didn't know it was hitting him.
Now, moving by yourself is tough. Moving with women.
Jesus.
Okay.
I've never been more sure that women can't serve in the military.
Okay. And we're back. Things seem to be going well over in Queens.
100%.
Can't pack dishes to save her life.
No.
How are you going to work a Patriot missile system?
The way that they question
you think
things,
this is tough? Wait till they start shooting at you. What are you going to do then? Dude. You're waterboarding her.
Dude, there's
don't pull the pin on that.
These are live rounds, goddamn.
Broad, what are you doing?
There is nothing worse for morale than a woman in any combat situation.
That's not true.
Yes, it's 100% true because they ask questions about things that are clearly in the fog of war that just add anxiety. Like the beginning of Saving Private Ryan when they're all on the boat, it's a bunch of men and they're sitting quietly.
It's once, also the 40s.
Yeah, once throwing up, once kissing across, they would be standing there going like, okay, so we did bomb the beach, right? We bombed it? Did we bomb it? Okay, and the artillery went off. And the 101st Airborne, they landed in the right zone. Like, you'd be like, shut the fuck up. This is where you sit, puke if you need to. We're going to hell.
Yeah.
Schwenderman just lost his head. We got bigger fucking problems.
After all your friends died, they're just like, this beach is nice. Just showing up for the
vacation.
We
should do our engagement photos here. This is
scary. The best thing that ever happened to me, I love them to death.
It
sounds like you're a real good time, I'll tell you that. I'm sure she has some thoughts about moving with you.
I've spent 4 days with you. You're a tough hang.
Yeah, you're screaming about D-Day outside of a U-Haul place.
Yeah, none of this is. I'm sitting in the corner smoking a cigarette, just in the dark.
But I don't even smoke. Yeah.
Are you okay,
Sergeant Klikowski over there?
No, it is true. Like every like simple.
All right, Tommy's chiming in.
Every simple task is like getting a horse into a Miata.
Hey, leave me out of this. It's like, assault me.
Jesus Christ! Why does everything have to be so tough?
Yeah.
Just trying to get a utility bill.
The bird's kind of
jammed up when you're trying to get a utility.
The paperwork.
Whose name's the power?
Oh man.
Yo, Texas. Oh, we never changed that. Through the fucking muck.
Somebody's gonna be getting your mail at that apartment for the next 5 years.
Oh,
like man, these guys are real jammed up.
It's gonna be
up.
Fucking liquid death and she's underwear.
Send that over here. Gang.
Enjoy.
Oh, man.
Your girls, the ladies kind of just moved in with you. It's not that long.
I was just over there, and Tommy's going over all the decorating plans.
Yeah.
Next I hear from them, they already have a place in Austin.
Dude, we just had the place.
Dude, he's like, paint it. Oh, dude, we're going.
And he's got a new stove.
I just got, like, wallpaper and shit. I had a whole new, like, podcast environment.
Mm-hmm.
Chris brings me to the bar. He goes, we're going to Austin. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
And look, like, everyone's got a backstory. We're going to war, okay? When that gate drops, shut the fuck up.
He's in a ghillie suit. He's got a scotch. He's dressed like a sniper.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
The real estate agent showing in the apartment, you come up out of the pond in the middle.
Slowly. No, it is funny. You also forget
the
every
neighbor's pool.
Yeah. You're like, all right, I got first and last month's rent and the dog tags of my fallen brothers.
You also forget
never throw your gun in the mud.
You forget everything they did, like finding the apartment.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
doing all the
work. Yeah, I got to sign up for a bill, and I'm like, this place fucking sucks.
Stop busting my balls. I'm chasing my dream
we
here.
We don't have sex anymore.
Yeah, no shit.
We ain't got lights.
I'm busy.
I got a mountain of shit over here.
I'm busy signing up for Spectrum. Man.
Was all the stuff shipped down there? Is all the furniture
gone?
That's
a hole.
The furniture's gone.
Oh, you keep falling. These two are losing their minds, and you keep falling in back into daytime TV
hosts. He knows
what
he's doing. He's having fun. Yeah. 4 feet away.
So you gonna connect a home phone or what?
Did you get the Comcast triple play?
Did you set up your voicemail yet?
You guys do the bundle.
Cheaper to take the phone. They bundle it. They want you to have the phone. I've had a phone number. I don't even have a phone. I haven't had a phone in 2 years.
You guys got pet insurance?
I literally had that conversation with AT&T today. What? I was just connecting the internet. I was like, I just need internet when we get in there. And the lady was like, so how do you watch TV? And I was like, I got to tell you something.
I'm in the fucking weeds over here.
I got
with a dildo in my ass.
I'm not thinking about switching cell service right now.
Calling it an airstrike here, lady. Trying to take this beach. Tell me about bundles.
It's just nonstop. Being an adult is tough.
Dude. It's not fun, dude. Yeah. It's not fun.
This is my first house since leaving 18 years old, my parents' house.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have a property.
Yeah.
You got a yard?
I got a yard. I got a driveway. I got a double.
Who's gonna
car
cut the
garage.
Grass? You're gonna get somebody. You're doing it.
5 years landscaping experience.
Oh my bitch.
You're gonna do blow all night, show up late, and cut the grass.
It's the best time to do it. So you think you can take a 4 hour lunch?
Just sleep in the truck.
You gotta be zooted. The smash cut of him on this podcast to the actual footage of him cutting the grass. Him being like, "There's nothing I love more than cutting the grass."
Just be like,
"Motherfucker, I'm cutting the grass again."
Dude, I'm gonna cut.
Fucking bitch doesn't do it.
I'm gonna be
screaming at your neighbor.
The fuck you looking at, John? Fuck you, John.
100%, dude.
Hey, got Italians down here? I'm not made, I'm Italian.
Imagine
shirtless, just chunking away one chip at a time with a 3-iron.
One of those old school mowers that doesn't have any power.
The fuck are you looking at, Charlie?
Tommy also doesn't have a driver's license.
No.
What?
Dude, I got to get a whole driver's
license. He's got to take a test.
I got to take the test and the driving test and the written.
Sure.
At 44, dude. Imagine
him getting pulled over with a Texas license, pretending like he's not like
a transplant.
Yeah,
like he's not muling.
On a protection. Like he didn't rat somebody out.
This guy's got coyote written
Texas.
All over him.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Just a silk turtleneck in 120 degree weather.
I'm up in a panhandle.
It's your fucking problem.
The panhandle.
Anyway, good to see you.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got questions.
Jesus Christ.
What else?
Tommy, I was thinking you're going to have the house. You're going to be able to grow some vegetables and stuff down there. You're
going
to be able
to
do a garden.
Private little backyard,
all year round.
Patio,
How many bedrooms?
Three bedroom, two bath.
Yeah, 3-bedroom, 2-bedroom.
Where do you see the kitchen? The kitchen is the size of this fucking room.
No
kidding.
It's
unbelievable. Look at this. Going.
There you go.
Turn the roof.
It's the perfect Tommy house. Just
look at this. It's going to go.
All stove.
That'll work for you. All kitchen and couch.
I'll remember that.
Do you have a basement?
They probably don't do basements down there.
No?
They're all ranchers.
Yeah.
What about a hurricane or a tornado? They got them down there?
I don't think so. It's too inland for hurricanes, and there's enough mountains for.
Well, look at you, big brain, sir. This guy turned on real quick.
What he's got to worry
that
about.
That brain ain't low flow, I'll tell you that much.
Turned into Hurricane Schwartz real
quick. My biggest
quick.
Worry is finding a local bar.
Yeah.
You'll find one.
Yeah,
you'll find
sniff
one. You'll probably be thrown out of a couple, too.
Because you said you had a going away party tonight. I'm like, who's
going
to be there? Your hairdresser, your butcher, your fishmonger?
I'm my hairdresser, I'm my butcher. So, it'll just be me drinking by myself.
It's going to get you.
Just one balloon. Like fucking Lieutenant Dan.
You at a bar with a set of clippers and a cleaver.
I'm gonna miss you guys.
Someone say bye to me. Say bye to me.
Have you gone to your cause you does the folks out there know
you two
Tommy
are,
likes a cocktail.
I don't even think you're gonna make it to Austin.
What
you're gonna
you
get
mean?
Lost.
Oh, dude.
Are you flying or
How
driving?
Dude, I gotta bring a cat on the flight.
Oh my god. When'd you get a cat?
She's a very cute girl.
It came came in the merger.
That thing's not going to last D-Day, no, I'm telling you.
I love this gap, but I don't think it's going to make the flight.
Merger. Sounds like a loveless relationship. Well, when we were acquired.
Real sparks
cats,
flying over there,
cats
huh?
Come with mergers. She's going to watch this and be like, can we talk? Like, dude,
not now.
It is so crazy how you're in a relationship and you go from the most progressive dude to a 1930s man.
To pulling up your months, pulling up your pants.
Yeah. I can't. Can I get a little peace and quiet? Like, yeah. Everything is.
Dude. Oh. Tommy. Did you say goodbye to all your. Did you go to all your bartenders and all that? Say goodbye
that's
to
what
them?
We're doing tonight.
Oh, that's yeah. What you're doing tonight. Yeah. Okay.
My favorite.
Who's all going to be there? I didn't get invited to that either.
There's somebody that I didn't love.
It's my love. Tommy has a whole other life out there in Astoria.
Yeah.
He does his thing. They all know him out there. He's like the mayor. He really's
probably,
got.
He probably owes them all money too, if I'm guessing.
Tommy has.
That's not fair. That's not fair. That's not the whole story.
There's two sides.
You
story.
Don't know everything, Kevin.
It's so funny. The Jets were supposed to come.
Instead of saying that's not true, though. Well, that's not fair. That's not a fair representation. Like
that's it. Not fair. You say that publicly.
You don't know everything. That's Christ. Anyway, yes, Foley. Thanks for the questions. It's going to be a wonderful night.
Tommy has his coffee shop. He has his bar. He has his this. He has his that.
I'm going to buy my.
Chris has the Greek guys he yells at in the park.
He goes, yells at the people doing Tai Chi in the park.
That's my going away party is I walk to all the places I've been and I just squint.
all the places that have wronged you that you think? I know you gave me the wrong change, you piece of shit.
O'Connor
it was 6 years ago.
He kicks a couple of pigeons.
I gave him a 20. I know it.
What you should
I don't even carry 10s. It's impossible.
What you should do is rent a Vespa, dress up like a seamless driver, and then stop by all the restaurants you get seamless from and go, thank you. Thank you. They all tip their cap.
I'm going to miss you, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll probably see it more often.
Man, you're really spinning that narrative.
It is so funny. I bet you guys are like, anytime you see a comment, it's like, I never see these guys anymore. They're always on the road. You're like at home eating mac and cheese.
Yeah, sure.
But what do you want to do?
Yeah.
You think we're
well, last time you texted me, I came and hung out.
When do you text me?
I text you.
You want to go, we want to run through the...
Yeah, oh, please. Run through the group. I've texted multiple times, yo, any of you guys out getting beers right
true,
now?
True, because you're out already and you want
and I'm an alcoholic.
Support. Yeah, I know what you're doing.
I've already had two and I don't,
not,
and
hey,
Kippy don't want to go
home.
I got
the next 3 days open. Would you like to do something? That's going, I'm already out. I got no troops behind me. Would you like to come meet me? Because I already made a mistake.
I got a confession. Right.
That's not fair. That's not fair.
Yeah, that's everything.
That's not fair. Don't pay me in
you're
that light.
You're not engaged, for God's sake.
100% true, though.
It's a casual
piece
thing. You get a you up in the middle of the night.
You're a nice piece of ass, Tommy.
Guys, come.
I take my other lady out on dates.
Come stay with me in Austin.
I like that. And what do you got, O'Connor? You're in an apartment.
Yeah.
How many bedrooms
in
is that?
A hostel
two.
For a couple of weeks.
Two. Yeah.
Seven cats all shitting themselves everywhere.
I wanted to make sure I had a balcony I could jump off.
In case things go south.
Yeah. 26 floors. That can kill a man.
Now, have you already scouted out a local dry cleaner to yell at? You get down there and just make a list of people immediately.
Test it out.
Dude,
a little
been there a week. Like, this neighborhood's
I got a washer dryer.
I mean, you're upgrading to a better quality of life for sure. Anything outside of New York is a better quality of life.
Are you gonna pick up a? Does the bird have a car? Are you gonna buy a car?
I'm gonna buy a car.
You're gonna buy a car?
Yeah.
What are you thinking? You're something Guido.
Yeah.
A white Audi or something.
I was gonna get an Audi.
Of course you were. Dude.
Yeah. Hold on, not white though.
Blake.
I'm gonna get a black Audi A5, A6.
Really?
New pre-owned.
Brand new, baby.
Brand new.
I feel like you're more of a Mazda Miata kind of guy.
I got a whole
like 96 Mazda.
I can't
Miata.
Wait till that thing's getting repoed out of the front lawn. Tommy's parking it in the
look,
back.
Guys, I know you have 17 cameras here, but we're doing all right ourselves.
Man,
I just made you're not going to make the
look at this guy. He's got a complex about the number of cameras.
He's wearing a bodega shirt.
We're not doing white Audi good.
You look at him, you start thinking he's skimming.
Dude,
white Audi, huh?
My first car was a white Acura TLS type.
Gang, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't set time aside to achieve your goals, it's going to be really hard to accomplish them.
Yep.
BetterHelp Online Therapy helps you learn to set boundaries, work towards the best version of yourself.
You hear that, Fatty?
How about that, man? And they also like to ensure that you're spending time on the things that mean the most to you. Listen, we talk about it all the time. You got something going on, it's good to talk it out.
Yeah. It's a great tool that you know, used to have a lot of stigma around it, and that's back in the 80s, baby. Ooh. Everyone's talking to somebody now.
Man, it's like you're a rat.
You wearing a wire? It's a fantastic tool that you can use for just even short periods. If you're thinking about changing a job, if you're in a tough relationship, some with your parents, it's fantastic. I've used it multiple points in my life.
Boss is busting your chops.
And look at me, I turned down Juice Creek.
Got a backwards hat on now.
Just take a quick quiz to get started. Tell them what brought you to BetterHelp and what you're looking for in a therapist, and they'll match you with someone. It's easy peasy. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/garbage today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/garbage. Do it.
Yeah. Kit, let's talk about Factor, baby.
Shout out to the Factor.
I know you like them, pork chop, but they're not just for woofing down two and three of them at a time.
That's what you do. Don't be projecting.
Damn. They got their hooks in me pretty good. Those things are delicious. But, gang, that's what it's all about. It's the number one ready-to-eat meal kit in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
You get them, you throw them in the freezer, you let them thaw out. When you're ready to use them, throw it right in the microwave. 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
It makes it easy to stick.
Fresh, never frozen.
It makes it easy to stick to your goals with their chef-created, dietitian-approved meals that are ready within 2-3 minutes, depending on your method.
I know the way around a cauliflower mash.
Oh,
I can tell
baby,
you that.
Man. Those what is it? The shredded chicken taco bowl. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is actually good for you, unlike those trips to the drive-thru that make you feel like trash an hour later.
Fat
we all
ass.
Been on the business end of a Whopper, by the way. Head to factormeals.com/garbage50 and use the code garbage50 to get 50% off.
Whoa, really?
That's 50.
Damn.
That's code garbage50 at factormeals.com/garbage50 to go 50% off. Do it.
Put on a fake mustache and order. And what the folks say about all this? O'Connie?
They don't care.
I think they're sad.
Care.
They're sad you're taking off?
I think so, yeah.
You saw your parents twice the last year. They don't fucking care.
You'll probably see them more.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, he gets
there
it.
You
get
go.
Get
there
him to come
you
to you.
Will they come down and visit? Will your parents come
no.
down?
No.
No. Do your parents come up here?
They're 90 miles away right now. They haven't been there once.
My mom's been in New York twice.
Yeah, nobody,
and it's after I've been married.
They don't care.
It's after I've been married.
Bullshit. The parents don't give a shit. They want their own fucking peace. And you want your own peace and start your own life. Why do you care if your parents... They're going to show up for 1 hour. You're like, I missed you. 2 hours... How long you here?
Yeah.
3 hours. Get the fuck off my lawn. Yeah. I got to cut it.
He's going to cut the grass.
We talk about that all the time. I always try to like you know, I'm always the one going down there. I'm always the one doing it. Nobody comes up to see you.
No.
Nobody
and all the
shit.
Friends are like, yeah, you change. You ain't coming around no more. It's like, pussy, you know exactly where to find me. You never once reached out.
Yeah,
and if you did,
I ignored
it.
Most of them are in jail, though. They can't get out.
Yeah, but I mean, they're the same. Like, they're like us. Who you are in your head is not who you actually are. You
that's
know
right,
what I mean?
That's
exactly.
Hang out
so
with
they sit around and they go, I miss him. I'm not going to see him. Even though we haven't seen each other, they're going to go, I'm not going to see him that much. And then they're like, they might want to go down to Texas, but they're not going to do anything in Texas. They just turn on the TV and sit in front of it.
Yeah.
My dad watches fucking people cut wood with a table saw.
Fucking Zoom.
Yeah. Now, that's a nightmare.
Zoom them.
You have a
Zoom
meeting?
Your parents?
Yeah. Why not? I mean, I've never.
Who are they,
I've
HR?
Never,
who Zooms their parents?
No, I'm saying, like, it's the same fucking thing. It's like, if you want to see my face, I'll Zoom you. Don't take the trip.
No.
Save me.
No,
grand.
Take the trip.
Save me a grand and a headache.
To pick you up, put you in my Miata, take you to a fucking soup.
How you
going to
fit in the backseat of a Miata?
Shut up.
I like how you buy your parents $500 tickets to Texas. Row 58B. Back
there. Again, money ball over here.
You said 1,000.
This kid's got fucking balls.
I like it. Tommy's mad.
Tom,
yeah, yeah.
Now we can start the show.
I've been upset for a long fucking time.
About me?
No.
No, about 44 years.
No, the last, well, it's a different level. The whole
what?
Fucking angst and anxiety with this move, I'm a wreck.
You guys seem to be taking it well.
Yeah,
dude,
great.
I've been on an air mattress for fucking 10 days. We sent our shit in boxes.
Well, that's stupid.
No, that's a smart way to go.
What? An air mattress for 10 days? No, that ain't the smart way to go.
You could have waited a little bit, but.
No, you can't. What are you talking about? If you're sleeping on an air mattress for 10 days, you fucked up somewhere.
You got a 10-day lag in one direction or the other.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
You know, it just takes.
Is that how long it takes? Is 10 days to get
down? I wouldn't solve that problem that way at all.
Well, we're trying to save a few shekels here.
Yeah, what's it cost to ship a fucking mattress down? What's it cost to ship a unit?
You got to do the whole move at once.
No, the mattresses are in.
No, but they don't fly it down.
They drive it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure you can sell the fucking mattress in Queens and buy a new fucking mattress. Helix.com, promo code garbage.
I mean, maybe he likes his mattress. Christ.
You pack all your shit that you want.
You guys have never left the East Coast.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know what it's like.
Either of you.
Yeah.
Now we're dealing with it.
It's not told you.
Take fucking notes on your
laptop. You don't know what
this is like. Twice.
You guys have the energy like you're being dragged to the penalty box. Yeah.
Well, you don't understand. This
we're
is
not
stable.
Doing okay.
Hey, both of
us have been more or less off the grid.
It's crazy.
For our entire adult
That's what it is. You're like putting down your address on things. Why do you need my name and address to hook the internet up, sir?
I'm good
That's
for it.
That's what I want to know.
You don't take cash?
That's what it is. Now we're getting to the bottom of this. Yeah. It ain't about the mattresses
Dude,
or how many cameras we got.
Yeah, all of a sudden, people doing credit checks. It's like, who's looking at that stuff?
I thought that was for play. You guys are playing for keeps?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is. You guys are finally forced to be adults.
Yes.
Connor's trying to do a handshake deal with AT&T. How about just a couple of guys sitting down looking each other in the eye, huh?
He's going, where are you at right now? Where are you located? Yeah.
Plus one cat. No, it's a fucking nightmare, dude.
Sure.
Oh, the cat needs shots. Yeah. You won't let him on the plane?
Cat didn't have shots.
I got
anti-vax.
Chris calls me. Can I say this? Chris calls me 2 days ago, and he calls me at the coffee shop, and we're just trying to figure out, how the business is going to work. Throughout the 2 weeks of transition, all that shit.
You got the two smartest guys on it, too.
Shut up.
Fucking Mensa over
here. So he calls me. I'm in the coffee shop, and he goes, hey, and I think it's important, you know? And he goes, how you doing? I'm like, I'm a fucking wreck. I'm in hell. And he goes, same. And then we just start laughing for two straight minutes. And then he unloaded. And then we start talking. I was like, so anyway, what's up? And he goes, nothing, man. I just want to talk to you.
I just want to hear your sweet, sweet voice.
I'm just walking around. I just want to talk to you. I'm like, dude, thank you so much.
We literally drove the cat from the apartment to my parents' house, which is 30 minutes. The cat shit itself. I'm thinking if
the
this
plane's
cat
gonna be horrible,
shits itself,
he can't do an Uber.
Dude,
he's no way he's gonna last on Delta.
I would have thrown that thing in the back of the.
Is it garbage if your cat shits itself in first class?
I imagine that smelled pretty bad in the car.
I wasn't in the car.
That Uber driver.
Uber did by yourself.
My parents came and picked us up because we had so much shit left in the house. They drove us in separate cars back to the house. So I get out of the car at my parents' house. I'm like, how do you do? And my girl gets out and she's like, he's covered in shit. And the cat's like,
oh my God.
Dude, I flew with my cat and it shit itself.
Yeah. Oh.
I fly with Foley. He shits himself.
Do you dose it?
I didn't, but I will also say, don't let it look out the window. I think it fucked it up for life.
Look out the window.
Yeah.
Cats,
you want to see this?
Cats aren't supposed to see further than 100 yards.
Yeah, come here,
Toby, man. I took too much, dude. I took too
come
much.
Come here, Candlelight. You want to see the Alps? It's like, shut the fuck up.
Really blew his mind.
You put that rat in a cage, kick it underneath your seat.
Dude, and cats
Who
have
gives
panic
a
attacks.
Shit?
Like, the way that it slowly comes on, it's like a tea kettle boiling, dude.
Oh man, that flight's gonna be all right.
Are you guys on the same flight?
No, I don't think so. No, I'm leaving on Saturday. He's leaving on Monday.
Are you gonna give it some CBD or something like that to chill it out?
You're supposed to give it gabapentin or something
like that.
Yeah, supposed to.
Can you get action?
But they obviously they're not dogs.
Two for me.
Scared on flights.
They're not dogs. They're like picky eaters. So apparently, you have to shove it down its throat and fucking. I'm gonna have to kill a cat.
Oh, thank God.
Fucking.
Oh God, man.
You'll be so much happier.
It sounds like a real good time.
Put that thing in a bucket of oil.
But once you get down and get situated, you'll be all set.
Yeah, it'll be our first look.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll turn everything around.
I'm sure we'll get back to our positive base.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not just going to be themselves in a hotter environment. But I'll be tan.
There you go.
I'll finally get that skin tone back.
A little color.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate it. I can't do it. I don't like going for long periods without having a little
color. Same.
Color. My skin is horrible.
I look sick as hell.
Oh, man.
Tom's going to be a walking melanoma.
Oh, thank God. Kill me earlier.
Okay.
Anyway, we're excited.
Yeah, it seems it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little hurt as a friend. I am, you know, it sucks losing two of my best pals.
True. This is very fitting, though. This is the last cast we're going to do here.
Going out with a bang.
We're going to be back.
Of course.
We're going to see each other
more.
I mean,
like, before we leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm leaving on Saturday. It's the last cast.
Yeah, I'm saying that's great.
No, we're going to come back.
We know that, but it's the last one before you leave. Hey, did you take some gabaglipin or whatever the hell it is? Jesus Christ, save it for the flight, will you?
Just fucking yeeked on gabaglipin.
No, my girl keeps doing this. She keeps saying, this is the last walk we're going to take.
That's what he's mad about that.
That's the hell. That's
now we all know that.
Hold on. Now the Normandy reference makes a little more sense. I don't need to hear that shit.
Look, this is the last sun we'll see here
Dude,
in Connecticut.
Shut up. Hate
she's
that
being
kills
sweet
me.
About it, but it fucking
freaks you out.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
It's like walking the Green Mile.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
I mean,
lady.
People like that, then you got to go, it's the first sunset we've ever seen in Oz. Like, shut up.
Well, that's nice.
Stop
that will be nice. That will be nice.
He does like that the sun. He does like. I know my Chrissy. He
no,
likes
he
does.
He's got likes a bucket hat and a fucking long sleeve shirt
on. Oh, Connor
on.
Can't
he
like
he likes
that.
The sunset.
I like it through a couple layers, but I still like it.
You can't like that, man. It's the last time we're gonna. The last time we go to the grocery store.
You just did the thing like you're like, we're not. No, we'll be back. We'll be back. Yeah. Everybody's like, man, what the fuck's Chris's problem? We get it. We're just saying
his girl.
Yeah, you're fighting with your girlfriend.
We all have his girl's heads on our shoulders right now,
dude. It was so funny to see your sincere face. Like, we'll be back. Yeah.
Stop stressing about it.
It's gonna be just like it was.
Remember the phrase. You can never go home, boys.
That's it for us. We're done.
We all can't drink at the same time. We all just panicked.
So what's the theme of the show?
I don't know, calling YouTube crazy for 58 minutes?
True, every time.
Well, you guys come in like banshees. There's always... That is very... there's very few times I ever see both of you typically, individual... If we're together, you're each calm, but you each bring the crate. Hence why your show's so good. You each bring, and I've always said, most shows have most duos have somebody, the good guy and the bad guy.
We're both bad guys.
You guys just have zero redeemable quality.
Kev, two bad guys.
I feel like it works.
Wrong.
But that intro is like catnip for us.
Yeah.
What?
We just
your
can't.
Intro. That's why I get excited.
Yeah.
Fully running that, dude. Because I could just see him in his bathroom.
It's so polished
that
and nice.
Years ago.
Gives us anxiety.
With the hairbrush.
Sending
the
you a fucking video of it going, Kev, you think this is tight? You think this is right? Kev giving you notes. You going, all right, how about this one?
And no, he has full autonomy over the intro. Every now and then I'll ask for advice and I'll give him a note.
Sure.
And every now and then he plans to go. Did you ever hear the Tony Hawk story?
No. Didn't get that magazine.
Dude, he's like, we had Tony Hawk coming in. He's like, I'm going a little different. I go, he always gets real squirrely before like a real big guest.
This is a cat on the plane situation.
We got to get him some Cramadol.
Full of shit in the Uber. It's a Tony Hawk episode.
That's my Normandy. Yeah, Normandy.
I got news.
I'm in a cat bag covered in shit.
Shit all over him.
Hey, Kippy, I'm gonna go rogue.
Yeah.
Can you ask Big Tone to wait a minute?
No. So, you know, he's such an icon and all that stuff. Usually, you know, we do the you've seen him in this, you've seen him in that. We give people a nice big intro. But for him, I wanted to go something a little more poetic, a little bigger.
Did you wear that shirt?
No. He wasn't ready for
that. Konnichiwa, Mr. Hawk.
No, it didn't
that
fit.
That is a kickflip of a
t-shirt. It didn't fit me at the time. Yeah. That's why I'm wearing it. I'm wearing all the old clothes that didn't fit me a few months ago.
That wasn't cool 5 years ago, dude.
Polyester shirt on.
It's so funny. That's your weight loss journey. He's fitting into that shirt.
Get back into my communion clothes.
He's shrinking and becoming a bigger nerd at the same time.
All your Spencer's gifts are finally coming to fruition.
Have the apron with the wiener on it.
Chicken.
But no, and like the way I perceived him wasn't just skateboarding. I wasn't a big skateboarder, but he's such an icon and such a like in the. Like a reminder of like my childhood and when the way things were back then.
Dude, you're 50.
I do, but it was very much.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
He, in the intro for Tony Hawk, he wanted to say, back when summers were summers and we were alive. Some shit.
He goes, I'm talking.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to like
that's
it.
That's good
I knew
stuff. Okay.
That's only because Chris is in the poetry as of late. Chris has been reading poetry. That's white
that
trash poetry.
Me. That's good.
And I mentioned like Reagan and like South America dude, and
all
that stuff.
The worst things. Yeah, he's like, I'm talking about overthrowing governments, trickle down economics. I'm like the
Escobar.
It's morning in America again. Yeah. We got Tony Hawk.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Wait, what was it?
Hey, it's morning in America again. Let's go, baby.
Dude, it was like, Tony Hawk was going to be here in like 7 seconds, and I was like,
don't do that.
I wouldn't do that, man. Yeah. And he's like, what do you mean? I go, you mentioned Reaganomics and overthrowing South American governments.
Child kidnapping.
Yeah. The guy's going to look at us and be like, what the fuck is showing
we had balls running coke in Nicaragua. The CIA knocking off government leaders.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bay of Pigs.
It was a little much.
Yeah.
I toned it down.
That's also very cute.
It was very good. It was very good and very poetic. He did say, I want to take you back to a time.
It's very
It was
cute.
Very good and very poetic, but it was just so like not the show.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
We're sitting here with an icon. Yeah. He's going to be like, what the fuck are these two idiots talking about? Yeah. And then we talk about Reaganomics and we ask him what kind of mayo he eats.
Talking about OD at the Viper Room.
It's not really fucking hand in hand.
You in the sour cream and onion?
Yes. All your transitions are like, I want to nolly over to a different topic.
Now we're going to hit this backside.
I want a dark slide into something deeper.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it was, he does get squirrely like that.
That is very sweet.
He is my cappy for a flight.
He's very loving.
He is.
What poetry have you been reading lately? What are you into?
Jesus
Cat in the Hat.
No, I was rereading
Cat in the Bag.
Yeah.
Mostly Hallmark cards.
Yeah. I was just diving into Walt Whitman again.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Leaves of Grass.
Leaves of Grass.
When Tommy will cut it.
Songs of the Open Road.
Sure.
Crossing the Brooklyn Ferry.
When the Lilacs Last in My Dooryard Bloom. Do you like that one?
I sounds good.
Oh, it's a good
I got
one.
A blowjob over the Walt Whitman Bridge when I was a sophomore in high school.
Did that's you write a poem
fucking,
about
that's
it?
That's the best thing I've ever heard about.
That's
my...
the poem. I love hearing Walt Whitman, and he's
you're
like,
talking about poems.
You're talking about the. I remember when that used to be $2 to cross.
Yeah. I get my dick sucked on the Dick.
My dick sucked over the Walt Whitman was a huge deal.
Dick fucking...
Dude.
That's the trashiest bridge in Philly.
It is.
That or the Commodore Barry.
Commodore Barry is up there.
Tacony Palmyra.
I got a bad hand job at the Emily Dickinson house.
Yeah, that's what people like. You like Walt Whitman? Well, I was like, yeah. I get a little
affiliation.
I like the bridge he made.
Been there.
Great wingman.
Well, Captain, my captain's also a big one, Mr. Walt.
Yeah, yeah, Lincoln.
About Lincoln. Yeah.
Why'd you get it? Why are you dipping your toe back into poetry?
This is nuts.
It's just crazy.
I was trying to kill himself.
I've been trying to read more.
He got through taxidermying birds too quick.
Yeah. I was finished filleting my donor and
shooting him down.
Yeah, trying to read more.
I feel like you read like by a lamp with no shade, just one lonely lamp
like
in a
Fight Club or something like that.
I was doing
sitting
that.
At two inches of water.
I was doing that, and it was great. And then I got a Kindle.
I don't like a Kindle. I like a real book.
Kindle?
I'm trying to read more, too.
My mom? Who
dude,
has a
this
Kindle?
Is also
that's crazy,
the new Daniel Steele novel?
Yeah. Reading Angela's Ashes again?
If you learn nothing from this, if there's a temporary lapse in your fucking mayhem... You don't talk about it. You don't just go, I've been reading more. You read for a week, and you're not going to read again. You don't pretend that it's like a new personality trait. Just
coming from a guy who can't read.
Stay the course.
This is a guy who's never grown ever in his life.
I grew taller than you.
I'm one of the tallest dudes at this table right now.
You hear the pause between grew and the rest of the sentence?
I grew.
You're very smart, Chris.
He grew on that Walt Whitman Bridge.
You went to school for...
I'm trying to read.
...for business and played lacrosse. You're very bright. Tell us about poetry.
Oh, they're turning on each other. Yeah. My favorite part of the show.
I can't stand, like, the fucking... That's like me, like, drawing. I'm like, I'm into drawing now. It's like, wait.
I didn't bring it up. You brought up
the
poetry.
Wait a while until you're, like, truly reading.
You did bring it up, Tony.
There's also no L in drawing.
Drawing.
You don't want to start down this path.
What else is there?
What happened with baseball? What happened with football? When did you quit football? When did you quit baseball?
I quit.
How often do you tell people how long that you played baseball and how long you played football?
Yeah, but that's like
when did you quit sports?
Hold on, that's like me throwing a football and be like, I'm back in the football. Isn't that cool?
That's literally what you do every podcast.
I talk about football on our podcast?
Yes, you talk about throwing footballs every podcast.
Why do you need a little O'Connor?
What are you talking about?
You know sports is going to be a sensitive subject.
Don't be.
The kid had a bad knee. What do you want?
First of all, my head coach didn't see my identity.
It's all politics at that level.
It's also not that serious. It's like, dude.
You're the one who got serious.
I'm not serious.
You got serious about me reading books.
I'm excited for you to read books. Don't act like you're in
the
poetry.
Stop acting like your personality is changing, dude. You fucking don't read books,
you know,
dude.
What this is? You know what this
She's
is?
She's better at this.
You know I do that, though. I'm on Tommy's side with this.
Yeah.
That bothered me. He's like, yeah, you know, I've been reading poetry. Because that's what he does.
Yeah.
You brought up the poetry thing. All I said was I read two
I'm Team
poems.
Tommy.
Come on, O'Connor. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Also, it's
hey, guys,
that,
guys
it's
why don't you two go blow Walt Whitman?
Let's go down to the Strand bookstore.
That's like,
chicks.
Like, all right, well, pick another thing. It's like, whatever it
is. That
what
you do at the bookstore?
I'm going to start golfing.
Hit on
I'm not going to say I'm back into golfing.
You've been saying you've been getting back into golfing for
I have not touched
months.
A club in 4 years.
You're going to buy a car. You're going to buy a Vespa.
I'm back
that's
in the driving.
You're buying Vespa.
I will talk about
are
back,
about
back
to buy,
in the
buy
driving.
A
are you
Vespa
buying a Vespa
for 2 years?
No, I would love
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with a Vespa down there? I think they'd
I can't
run you
there.
Out of town.
I wanted to get a Vespa to bop around in Astoria. That'd be
deliveries.
Pretty sick, dude. Locking that up.
You know what this is?
Get stolen
bar
left
to bar.
And right.
You know what this is?
You're on the sidewalk.
I know what this is. You two
are in love with each other.
Are going to miss each other
yeah, no
in
shit.
The house. That's
I miss him tremendously.
No, of course. But that's...
I actually think it's nice. I'm looking forward to going over and having dinners at your house.
You're not invited.
Well, I'm going to show up.
I'm removing all of my poetry books.
Play so you listen. Let's get out of here.
I'm gonna walk in. I'm going to be outside with the speakers holding up Walt Whitman poems.
How did you guys?
Come back to
the
rain. Come back.
I'm just opening the window, the bedroom window.
How did She's you guys split up your artwork? Because you did have quite a collection of artwork.
There's a lot of O'Connors.
No, it was all yeah. O'Connor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I learned that when I went over recently and saw the redecoration.
So there was no you taking this, you taking that?
The what?
There was no you take this, you take that, I get this, I get that.
No. We don't fight about that kind of
no?
stuff.
No.
Yeah.
No, we all had couches. And
it's everything else.
It's literally everything else.
Yeah, that wouldn't be personal enough.
I can't hurt him over
now
a pain
person. God forbid.
Digging into his sports career, that's a low blow. Right?
Hey, also, respect the move. I was Team Tommy, but give me
also,
I can't
I
pound
even,
you.
I'm not even
going to stand by my friend.
I'm not even. I can't
you know
pound
what,
you
on that.
I'm not even offended by that. It's like,
fuck no, get off of me. I hope your plane crashes.
My only regret.
Hey!
Stop it.
How would you wish
only
that upon a cat?
That's nuts.
That sweet cat. That sweet cat.
I hope the cat survives and then shits on your dead body. You think I give a fuck? I get mad too when my friends abandon me.
Only the cat survives because the shit on its fur protects it from the heat. No, my only regret with sports, to be honest, was not.
Man,
was
you
not
two
playing,
are the same with this
was
shit.
Was not playing baseball in college.
There you go.
That's the only regret I have. And I pursued engineering because my parents were like,
I regret not playing football in high school.
You'd be fucking dying in my
I was nice. Back. I was nice. In youth league, I was not.
If you could get a helmet for that hair, it is.
Dude, the lettuce coming out of the back. You fucking sick.
O'Connor's got cornrows. Are you excited?
Yeah.
I'm so excited to get down there. I think that's the...
It's waves. It's like anxiety. There's always something
I mean, it's
else.
All done now, right? Everything's
yeah,
on
everything's
the way
behind
there.
You?
Yeah.
They get down there and unpack.
Now
you got to unpack those boxes.
Now it's, 3 weeks of unpacking.
God,
3 months of filling a house.
That's a lot, man. What did you say, 3 bedrooms?
Yeah.
You're going to get, like, lawn furniture and all that stuff? You got to sell
that
crap
shit ain't
up.
Cheap.
No, it's a lot of money.
And patio furniture.
And then here's
expensive.
The thing: once you get that shit, then you start hearing, "Well, we can't move in anything smaller because we have. What are we gonna do with all the lawn furniture?"
Yeah.
Then it just keeps going.
Well, that's why you got to subscribe to our Patreon.
Trying to reduce our anxiety.
No, there's a lot of shit you got to do, but that's exciting too. It's like there's a comedy club. There's multiple comedy clubs. But
of
there's
course.
Like a community.
Yes.
Chris brought this up the other day, and it really like enlightened me. Remember in Philly, you actually had a community, whereas
sure.
in New York, I feel like there's nothing. There's like ships in the night kind of
own.
Shit.
Yeah, sure.
Where it's like there, it'll be a bunch of our boys. We'll have a feeling of like home in a way,
mm-hmm.
and then you fuck off and go home.
Sure.
And you got more time to yourself, less hustle bustle. I won't have to see a fucking stranger.
Have you done anything?
Unlock the door.
And you guys are working the road out of there.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
And right in the middle of the country.
Have you done anything about, do you know what grocery store you're going to be going to?
I haven't looked into the grocery store's full.
Man.
Yeah.
HEB, baby.
KB, this is Blue Chew, baby.
Who's there? Boner Ooh. Alert.
Ooh.
Man, talking about rock hard. Gang, sometimes Kippy ain't doing it for me. You know what I mean? He's let himself slide a little bit. I need a little extra help in the boudoir to
sure.
get things going.
Is that what you think about? You think about me? Oh, you sick fuck. Think about me when you're tugging your little... You probably take Blue Chews to tug on your root. You little creep.
Practice.
Practice makes perfect. You know what I mean?
You can't love yourself.
Call it out a dress rehearsal.
Gang, do yourself a favor. Get over there to Blue Chew. Listen, you're getting older. You might be a little out of shape. You need things. You need to spark it up a little bit. We all need a little help every once in a while. Everyone's got to change the oil. Cars don't run forever. Get off my back. I need a little Blue Chew here.
I know. Blue Chew offers the same ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, all at a fraction at a cost. And we're big on that over here at AYG.
Like saving money.
Fraction at a cost.
A working man show.
Yeah, get ready to save some money and have tons of awesome sex or masturbation time.
Saving money and your heart is a rock.
Go over to my
can't beat that.
Go over to my masturbatorium. Just a put it a wing of my new house. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it, baby.
There you go.
Blue Chew's got a special deal for our You Garbage listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code GARBAGE at checkout and just
free.
Pay $5 in shipping.
Whoa.
That's BlueChew.com, promo code GARBAGE to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And thank you, Blue Chew, for sponsoring a pod.
Yeah. Kev, let's talk about tushy.
Ooh.
Let me ask you this a little personally. You ever wipe a hemorrhoid off with a dry
Whoa,
ear?
Whoa, what are you talking about? Hey, it's a
I don't know who they've been talking to over there with this copy. Those files are sealed.
Sure.
But you know that I'm jammed up with the turlet over there at the apartment. I'm using the wipes. I'm using the toilet paper. Hey, they had to come in and snake the goddamn thing for 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have tushy, let water do the work.
Yeah. It gives you a fresh stream of water, the same water that's in your sink or shower, to clean your butt after you go. And
fucking butthole.
Let me tell you, it's a game changer, baby.
Woo-wee.
Walking around, you can polish a nickel in that thing.
Like a glass of champagne for your asshole.
Not only will you feel way cleaner throughout the day, but Tushy is going to save you some serious money. The typical Tushy user goes through 75% less toilet paper on average.
Yeah, forget and the wipes, forget the paper.
Plus all the calls to the plumber. Every Tushy bidet comes with 30-day hassle-free return and a 12-month warranty. So here is the turkey. Stop,
get us.
Stop wiping until you bleed. Hachi machi. Take a Xanax. Join the 3 million butts who have already made the switch to Tushy. For a limited time, Are You Garbage listeners get 10% off your entire order.
Nice.
When you use the code GARBAGE at checkout, that's 10% off your order at HelloTushy, HelloTushy.com with the promo code GARBAGE. Do it.
Yeah.
Back to the license. When are you getting the license?
Is that the end point?
I don't know.
An appointment. It's the last thing you want to talk about.
Cut out
the poetry. Cut out the football.
And we're back.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, Chris, so, I heard you have a cat.
No driving test. What does that entail? Exactly?
No, but I asked him. Did that
Tommy,
I love how I'm busting Chris's balls about reading poetry. I'm reading like a driver's license test for
now. Yeah, you're a 13-year-old right now.
Texas. How long do I stop? Imagine that I got to rent a car to take my driver's license.
Get the Audi.
Oh, my God.
They have to pass. You're in an Audi.
I go on a test drive for the Audi. I go right to the fucking test.
It's you with the guy in there. Oh,
come on, I'll buy you lunch. Shut up.
Guy with the
hey,
clipboard.
Hey, buddy, play ball.
This is brilliant.
Hey, man, if anybody asks, you're my older brother.
Yeah, you're my licensed driver. All right, so you have you are you studying? Actually studying?
No, not yet. I haven't looked it up.
It's just going to take a month. You're going to be
a month?
Without a car, yeah. It's going to take you a few weeks.
You have to have your license.
To get the fucking...
Hold on.
You don't have to get a permit.
Back this up, by the way.
No, you do.
Proper license.
No, you do. I believe you do.
I just got to do a driver's test, park.
So you had a license. You just got to get it renewed.
No.
My license has been expired for like 10 years.
Suspended.
Never suspended. There's no legal issues.
He asked me to give it back.
I got to update my license. I got to pass the test.
Wait, so you have an expired license right now?
Yes.
Toby, can you get eyes on that?
Yeah.
Which I assume he already is.
You know what you might be better
off
doing?
Tommy as a person doesn't exist in America.
Isn't
yet.
That right? Yeah.
What, we can't handshake on a driver's license? I thought this was America. Oh, look at me. Does it look like I can't drive? Dude. I've been driving since I was 6 years old.
It's going to be hell.
What? And you have a Pennsylvania license, I would assume.
It's expired.
I know, but it might
expired.
Be. It might be better.
Expired.
No, what you should do is,
expired.
Is go.
From?
Go.
It's from the fucking the commercial. The ants.
Yeah, that's right. That's
you should go get it renewed in Pennsylvania, then go there with a renewed license.
I thought about it, and I say to myself, Texas is the place to go.
Land it a free,
because they
baby.
Won't fuck with you.
You don't got to do shit.
Huh?
What? You're chilling.
What?
If you're over 25 years old in Texas, all you got to do is just go take the test to give you that shit.
Nice.
So you got to take the driver's test.
I'm 23.
Oh, fuck.
With that hair?
Hold on, that's not true. I looked this shit up.
He's looking at it right now. Toby's never wrong with this.
Toby's wrong. Yeah, I love Toby. Toby can be wrong.
I trust Toby's research.
I read the first thing confidently. Come on, what are we talking about here?
No, what if your license is previously expired? From a different state.
Yes, previously expired out of state. That's what really jams you up. Because I know a lot of people that moved from New York or moved. I had to do that.
I went and got mine.
Mine was expired in Pennsylvania. I went back, got it activated in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And then switched over to New York. Because the switch when it's expired is
fuck
crazy.
Why would they require more than someone who's never had a license?
Yeah. I think all you would have to do is go to the DMV, say, hey, I want to set up a driving test, get my license. I don't think you're gonna have to like.
I love that. Just being like, how do we knock this out?
But I'm saying if he goes and gets,
I got a tea time in an hour. I'm getting back into golf.
I used to play football. You guys got a 2:30 slot?
No, but let me think. If he has an active Pennsylvania license
that's been expired for a while, you got to reactivate that in Pennsylvania.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh yeah.
That's not true.
Okay.
Or retake the test.
Yes.
Okay. I got to do everything over.
But I'm saying you don't, if you go activated in Pennsylvania, you don't have to take the, and you, if you go to Texas with an active
I got
Pennsylvania,
72 hours, Garrett.
Fucking get it done.
You're eating up my time. Where's my Miata?
I got to get to the fucking DMV. I almost want to go with you.
Please.
Just you
to
should.
Spaz next to you.
It's good footage.
I'd be like,
yeah, we're about to do the same thing with me.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a license.
You've never had a license?
No, never.
Doesn't that a drive?
Not once.
I drove the other day. Yeah, I know what's up.
Oh, yeah, he told me he drove illegally.
What, the rental car?
Whoa, easy does it.
Were you raised in Chicago?
North Carolina, but then I lived in Chicago for 11 years before you.
He never had a car.
He went to sleepaway school for high school.
It was homeschooled and then went to sleepaway.
It was homeschooled and then he went to boarding school.
Oh, my God.
And then moved right
to
Chicago.
They had to like work like monks. They had to like chop wood all day.
He could ride a bike like the wind, though.
Backwards, no hands, whatever you want.
You should see him juggle. It's crazy.
He's great at the devil sticks.
All producers are like sea creatures. Like, they're so strange.
Yeah. Toby is probably the weirdest, one of the weirdest guys. Normal in the sense you can put him in any situation. He'll talk to anybody. He'll talk to your parents. He'll talk to your niece. Everything's chilling. But the more you talk to him, you're like, you're fucking what? He dropped out of school in eighth grade.
I say interesting.
Sixth grade. He just stopped going to school.
Yeah, what a panel of normal, regular guys telling you you're fucking weird.
I say interesting.
Homeschooled.
Yeah.
What are you, nuts? Yeah.
When did you quit football? When did you quit baseball? Poach is gay? Tell us about your weird life, Tope.
That was pretty cool.
It sounds nice.
Yeah, it was chill. It was a good time.
Probably learned something.
Not really.
No?
No.
I'm good at like three things.
We did an SAT, though. He's outside of editing and comedic timing. He ain't great.
News.
We did an SAT. We did like a 10 SAT questions, and Toby did worse
than
Foley.
That's tough.
Foley beat him.
Years.
He got an 870.
Later, SAT's tough.
What's that?
SAT questions years later are very difficult.
Yeah, I don't even remember what they were.
Yeah, it'd be weird if you did. It was 3 years ago. Fucking Rain Man, you would have got them right if you remembered them.
No, I mean, I don't remember what they were when I took it in high school. I don't know what an SAT question even looks like.
It's a lot of, like, analogies, I feel like.
It's like, are you garbage?
I don't think right? that's true.
The analogies is a section on the SATs.
Eat in your room?
Eating in your room is like...
I don't think they're analogies.
Yeah.
There's analogies.
What did you get in the SATs? For sure. What did you get in the SATs? I know you probably told us.
I think I got a 1440.
See, that's scary.
That's nice.
But that's out of... 21. No.
No, 16.
Oh, yeah, see, that's scary.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's all that goddamn poetry.
He's serial killer.
No, I did, but I did. My GPA was like a 2.1.
That doesn't matter. That's even weirder and worse. I don't trust people like you that have high SAT scores.
Why? I didn't understand school. I didn't know that we were supposed to be there getting better at
stuff. It just makes you nuts.
That's how my brother was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes you crazy.
I think I only had like a 1280.
That's a good.
That's still
really
good.
I was 1140.
Okay, 1280. That makes sense. You were probably pretty good in school.
1280
is
very good. 1280.
He went to Drexel.
He's got a
He's got a .3 all high school, and then gets a 1500 on the SAT.
Drexel's hard to get into.
I know.
I didn't get in.
You did? Did you try?
I don't even. I think I didn't even apply. I think my mom was like, "I'm not paying that."
Yeah.
I didn't get
in. Oh, it's so expensive.
It was crazy.
We looked it up on our pod. It's like top 40.
Now
it's got to be like 80 grand a year now.
Yeah,
it's 48 or 50,000 a year.
It's more
for engineering.
No, a year. It's got to be more than that.
I didn't get into Kutztown.
It's got to be 80.
It's got to be more than
75 or
40 a year.
I don't know. Let's take it to the comments.
It was like 40 a year when I went there.
What are you live streaming?
I don't care anymore.
Let's go to the comments.
I want to go to my going away party.
Kill myself. You go in and just blow your brains out.
I've been so miserable. I've been awoken from construction in Chris's apartment the last 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
7 a.m.
They're doing construction?
Yeah,
They're getting the fucking place together.
They're going to town.
They're redoing it while you're still there.
Yeah. They're doing the apartment downstairs.
Yeah, I'm like going out to dinners with people. You know, it's our last week.
Mm-hmm.
Staying
the last
up till
time
3,
we'll have dinner.
Getting up on an air mattress at fucking 7. The fucking
so the four
mariachi eight. Bands up.
I thought there was like a law hammers, that you couldn't start construction before like 9
I thought it was 8 or 9.
Well, it's not
and
a
I've thought this
union,
for
dude.
20 years.
I'm on a razor's edge right now. It's the best part. That's where comedy comes
so
from.
So the four of you are upstairs in the apartment together right now?
No.
Or were?
No, I'm in Connecticut. I'm with my parents.
Oh, okay.
No, Shane moved out 5 months ago. Chris went upstairs.
Right.
Me and my girl, him and his girl.
Right.
I've been there for 5 months. We're moving to a house. Chris is moving to a
yeah,
high-rise.
I know. But you had to stay up in his place for a couple nights because they already started working on your place.
No.
No, he's in his... Tommy's downstairs in the apartment, in the unit we go to.
Oh, they're working on Chris's. Yes.
They're working on Chris's because Chris is out.
So I'm at home. A giant bowl of sweet green before a fucking podcast.
Sugar crash. I know, I'm like fucking...
salad. Is that what you think sweet
doesn't
green
matter.
Is?
Nick Mullen,
no, there's no
the
sugar.
Ones.
There's no
he's
sugar
like,
in there?
Headliners eating a full meal before they go on stage. It just slows all your
synapses down.
Yeah, everything's
energy's going elsewhere.
Yeah.
Digestion food. Now, I do my best comedy on chicken tenders and fries.
yeah.
And three Bud Heavies.
Yeah.
But that's me. I'm not your average guy.
You
that is the comedian.
I'm not
a poetry. The comedian version of Popeye is literally just squeezing ketchup into your throat.
You guys only have packets? That'll be okay. I'm going to need a lot of them, but that'll do.
Yeah. It goes down.
No, dude. Some olive oil annoying bitch comes in the green room like,
Shut
Jesus
up.
Christ.
Tommy.
What?
He wasn't saying olive oil in
what's
a derogatory. That's her name.
Name
is olive
yeah.
oil.
Olive,
yeah, yeah,
olive
yeah.
oil's the fucking girl.
Yeah,
no,
some fucking olive
head.
Oil bitch comes in. I thought you were being, you know.
He's derogatory against Italians. Some olive oil bitch comes in the green room bothering your friends.
What is olive oil voice?
And I ain't no band leader. That part was perfect for him. I would have been a big star.
I love that. He's my favorite character in The Godfather.
Let me just dust off his lips.
You'll find piece of his. I've had them all over the world.
Thank you for the dinner. He's going to hear the bad news immediately.
He hops on a plane. Oh, it took him 11 hours to get home, probably.
We made the decision.
He had three cats.
You guys, you got any tram at all on you?
Yeah. We made the decision to go to hang out with my parents and like.
So you're that's in the to bridge the gap after moving out the lease. You're going. You're,
yeah,
you went
like,
home for a couple
sleep
days.
Sleep in a bed. There'll be, you know, it'll be nice. Home cooked meals. All that stuff.
It's probably hell.
Dude.
Dude, parents, when you go home now, they just ask, what are you doing? You're going to have a sandwich now? We're going to do like,
dude.
Get off my... What do you think I've been doing for the past fucking 15 years?
Yeah,
I've been on my own, lady. Let me have a goddamn sandwich.
The other day, we were just going to go get like a fucking cat toy, and my dad was like... My dad got
How do you not laugh at that?
We were going to go get a dude, what's that guy you're sitting around here going? Are you hungry? Nah,
that's
not
how
really.
You know you hate your
I pictured you.
You want to go get a cat toy? You want to go walk around the
Talk about
looking for
not,
cat toys.
Not having anything to say to your parents.
Jesus
Just,
Christ.
Can we get a rug a cat can scratch?
I picture you up at like 7 o'clock with a suit on and a briefcase. I get this cat toy. Hand me a cup of coffee,
you
run out the door.
Where are the leaves?
I'll see it.
Where are the leaves?
Have the carrot cake ready.
I'll,
huh?
I'll be home late.
Always be closing. That's what I say.
All right, so you had to get a cat toy.
You had to get a cat toy. And
the cat doesn't have any toys?
We ship the toys.
Hey, shit all over them.
Haven't you been?
Wait, what short-sightedness is that? You shipped all the cat's toys?
He's got
you didn't
big,
save him one?
He's got big toys.
He's got big toys.
Got a Death Star Lego set.
I can't keep a Power Wheels with me.
I picture you laying in bed.
It's got one toy.
All the
it's
lights.
A Micro Machines airport.
You're laying in bed, all the lights off. You're like, I gotta do something about this. God, I gotta
cat
get this. I gotta,
anything.
I gotta distract this cat.
Cat toy, dude, the cat would love
if
this.
You
place.
Could imagine.
All right, so you're leaving to go. You attempt to go
my
get
dad
it.
Goes.
Now do you go, hey guys, we're gonna go into town and get a cat toy.
My dad goes, you can take my car. You can take it for the day. You can do whatever. And my mom goes, oh, he can't drive your car. It's too complicated. And then they get in a fight.
I read poetry, you bitch.
That's how it starts.
My brain ain't low flow.
You got to push the brake down.
There was a
Walt Whitman poetry.
Is it a panzer tank? What do you mean?
That's what I'm saying. There was a 20-minute fight about whether I could possibly figure out a Honda CRV. Yeah. It was
the
insane.
Most user-friendly vehicle. The cat could drive that car.
Talk about no confidence.
She's going like the reverse is in a crazy place. It's just like it's like a switch. God. Dude, it was...
It's so funny how, like, smart women become cats.
Into
cats.
I also love how your mom's just insults. He can't figure that out. They're talking about you in front of you.
Oh, yeah, dude, it was this whole
thing about...
The
cat toy's probably for him.
Your mom just got a feather on a stick. You're chasing it.
And I'm going, Mom, what am I, fucking idiot? Yeah.
I know how to drive.
She's trying to get the keys from her. They both have shit all over their forehead, like.
Oh, God.
Oh, Christ.
So could you figure out the car?
No, he drove it through the garage. He couldn't figure out.
He had to drive in reverse the whole way.
Dude. I had to take my mom's car. And
what's your girl saying through all this?
Please tell me you
wrecked. She goes, dude, we get to the pet store and I open the door to get out and my girl goes, is the car even off?
It's not, is it?
It had like a push button start. Dude, I'm sorry, I couldn't get out of the garage because my mom's garage door opener was too close. And I hit one button and it didn't open. I went, this thing's fucked.
Jesus Christ.
Forget
it.
We're not moving.
Dude, I can't wait for you to be in your nice high-rise apartment in Austin, looking out over the beautiful city at night, drinking whiskey alone, looking at yourself with a reflection in the glass, going, who do I think I am?
We're going to have to net that balcony.
Put a bunch of fishing line up there like to keep
like
the seagulls out.
Like fucking Top Golf.
More like an Apple factory, but yeah.
I'll pay for it, dude. Won't come out of the company dollar.
Oh, my God.
Boys, we
Holy
love you.
Shit.
We wish you guys the best, and we hope to see you soon.
Yeah.
You're going to see us more?
All right, fuck you. Fuck you. I'm gonna go out of my way to be out of town then when
you
I know
you think you want
back.
The folks out there to know?
Don't you threaten me with a good time?
Thank God, I've been ducking you for 3 years.
What do you guys got coming up?
StuffIslandPod.com. We got a whole tour coming up.
Yeah.
April, May, June, July. We're going to be everywhere.
Boys
as
are
many
cooking.
Places as we could possibly be.
Patreon.com/StuffIsland.
Yes.
Love, we're on that a bunch. A bunch of the fucking Look at Dishes. The cooking show they do is fantastic.
Love a Look at Dish.
We're on
Look
a couple dish. Of them, I think.
We got,
right?
Yeah. We got a good one coming.
Always on the latest. No,
I
we
have
actually,
two. I think both of us did two.
You weren't in town. You were in Germany, I believe, when Foley came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we did Steak au Pois.
Yes, we did, Tommy. Kids
yeah, I had
master.
To see you guys planning that while I was fucking.
I know, I do. That group chat. I purposely kept going.
Yeah, you're like, oh, it'll be so much fun. We'll hang
we'll
out.
Get we'll get some beer, dude. Some red wine.
Once he said, "Sorry, I can't. I'm pissed. I'm in Germany or whatever," and we just kept going like. Steak au pois? Mm-hmm. And they said then yes, I was like, oh, man, it's going to be so good.
I got a side text going, you know these cocksuckers are moving to Austin, Texas? I said, here we go.
No,
well, we planned on telling you there.
Yeah, and you told me on the air. It was like a sledgehammer on
my
chest.
Yeah.
I still got the steak in me, though.
It was overcooked.
Kibby, what do you got for
me? Guys, we're all over the road as well. The Through the Roof Tour is starting in April, and that first leg is Charlotte, Nashville, Atlanta, and Tampa. A couple of theaters in there, so get those tickets.
Yeah.
Come out strong. We need you. We love you. We appreciate everything. Thank you.
Gang, we love you, and we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Later.